Blog Talk Radio.
This is Sports Inside and Out. Legends of Sports, the voice of Legends of Sports. When legends speak, people listen. Now, here's your host, the coach, Chuck Hatcher.
All right, welcome to Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports, and I'm your host and coach, Chuck Hatcher. And thank you for letting us be a part of your day today, and thanks for all of our listeners joining us for our podcast. We want to wish everybody a very, very happy holidays. Hopefully your Christmas was great, and of course, this is our holiday shout-out, of course, and we got our legend that just popped up, and we are celebratory with Wally Wonders on. Wally, what's up, big-timer?
Oh, it's wonderful, Coach. Enjoy the Christmas holiday. Want to say happy holidays to all of our listeners, and it was a fabulous day yesterday on the sports scene in reference to the NBA. I watched all the games. I think it was four games. I watched every one of them.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Wally. It was fun to watch. I watched it until I fell asleep. So I enjoyed it. Even had the commentary about things that's going to be coming up this week. I was channel surfing. I would say keeping up with of course with both the NCAA basketball and of course the big playoff games that are going to be starting in NCAA football. It's going to be very interesting as well. But again, you know, we want to thank you so much for another holiday with us here with Sports Inside and Out, Legends of Sports. And, you know, I know and hope and pray that you're looking for even better 2016 as we are. And we got a lot going on, Wally, for 2016 that's going to be very pertinent to our listening audience, particularly Wally, with our new segue with the Dreammaker film concept that's coming in with Sports Inside and Out. Not just the Dreammaker movie, that segue that we got coming on that's been developed by Sports Inside and Out with Charles and Carl, of course, with the help of Wally, is going to be a special segment called Dreammaker segment. It's going to be dedicated to documentaries, and it's going to be under the Dreammaker banner. And I talk about all the legends, and we're going to start off with things like, the Earl Foreman documentary with the Virginia Squires, and then we go into what we call the Interested in the Jones Brothers, and we're going to be a documentary. We're going to be talking about that with Major this week. They want to make a move on that. And then, of course, they're going to be going after the Philadelphia 76ers, greatest team in the 35-year history is on that. And then in the sequence of that is going to be when we get a hold of Bobby, they're interested in that Marcus Haynes Dreammaker segment that we're going to have. And then, of course, the NBA-ABA merger celebration headed up by Jimbo Eakins. And his son Jeff is going to be in Washington, D.C. It's been announced, Washington, D.C. in next September. And we're on the board with that. And it's going to be a celebration of the merger of the ABA-NBA in Washington, D.C. in September. So all that's coming in and has been confirmed. And we start on that in January. So with Jeff Eakins, Jimbo Eakins' son, the great center from the ABA-NBA, who played with Wally at Utah. Wow. Yeah.
That's right. I'm really excited to hear all about that because so much in history, Coach Hatcher, people are not aware of so many things. You go back and predate. Sometimes you look at the Magic Johnson, Larry Bird era, but they forget about the era even before that. And when you talk about the NBA, a lot of people are not even aware of so many things that happened before the golden age, the golden era of the NBA basketball. But I'm excited about it, not only for the recognition that our team received for being the NBA's greatest team for 35 years. I'm really excited about that. And like Billy Cunningham said, we need to get that done because so many of my teammates are gone. And they had a special story in Sports Illustrated of over 61 of our great people that have passed away: Moses, Yogi Berra, Ernie Banks, Griffin. So many great athletes of the past, and a lot of the young people are not aware of what's happening in history, and I think this will help a lot, because I'm going to tell you what, you just mentioned something about the Jones boys. I don't think a lot of people are aware that six of them were in the NBA, and Chuck, that story should have been told a long time ago. Stories, again, are going to be very important for our society, and I'm talking about historically speaking in sports, for young people to realize history. So I'm excited about the upcoming year, and I'm really excited about Sports Inside and Out, the opportunity that we'll have to continue broadcasting on iHeart, on SoundCloud, and the possibility of the simulcast with Central City Productions. All these things are really excite me, Coach, because we have dreams just like everyone else, and we have ideas, and I think this year, 2016, is going to be really exciting.
It really will. You know, I want to give a great thanks out to one of the genesis of Sports Inside and Out, GovServe Plus, that helped us start the first sponsorship for Sports Inside and Out. Some almost, boy, the time really flies, Wally, almost 15 years ago. GovServe Plus is coming back to be involved and be also be the facilitator of Sports Inside and Out, our new media concept, and also they're going to be helping in developing and producing the Dreammaker segments for our documentaries. And great thanks out to my son Charles and Carl, and Askie Jones is going to be actively involved in that. So what that is, listeners, on this holiday shout out is that Sports Inside and Out, just like a 30-30 is to ESPN and Unsung to TV1, their new Dreammaker series is coming for documentaries. And it's going to be headed up by the trifecta guys. And Askie Jones, of course, is going to be bringing out the Hispanic entity in the NBA and sports coming in. That's a great, great idea. And, of course, Charles and Carl, the driving force of productions with GovServe Plus, they could be one of the leaders in communications for the military and the government, is going to be involved in producing and working with Eric Futterman of Custom or EAF Communications, I should say, and developing our segues for documentaries for the Dreammaker series. Called the Dreammaker Series, documentaries of the greatest sports legends, and we look forward to having so much. You can imagine all the content, even with our Harlem Globetrotter legend, Bobby Hunter, with the Marcus Haynes segue that we can get involved in, and all the other greats that's in and around. You know, even it's going to be an interesting situation. I think, Wally, that's so desperately needed and controlled by the real people who know the value of the voice of the legends of sports, by Al Wally. Yeah, I think Bobby.
That's right.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Tremendous now after this great meeting I had last night with the boys and after talking to Wally and Derek Askie. They developed the whole thing, and I'm truly excited for 2016 now that founded and solid communications company like GovServe Plus is going to develop our documentary series called The Dreammaker, Bobby. Yeah.
Well, on the plate is waiting the Globetrotter reunion in Vegas, and of course Marcus Haynes, and then the other one is in the can is Archie Clark needs some touch up. Clark traded for Wilt Chamberlain, and the other one is Museum in My Garage, Jimmy Sadler. So that's there, and it's like a history of Philadelphia in a guy's garage.
Yeah. That's right.
Well. treasure trove of content is what the guys were saying. Treasure trove of content, man. And we just touching basketball.
Yeah. You know? And we're going to be filming the 90th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters in Harlem. The Harlem mm-hmm. Globetrotters in right. Harlem. We're going to be filming the 90th anniversary of the Harlem Globetrotters in Harlem at 125th Street and Lenox Avenue. And last but not least, we're going to do a film on Globetrotters Go Gospel.
That's interesting.
I love basketball, but I love the Lord more.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you know, it's so good to be able to while we finally reaching that stage, you know, we always talked about it. You know, we're not by no means, audience, are we retiring. There ain't nowhere in the world, shape, form, or fashion. But we're stepping back and let the energy of our youth drive the working ethic of what we're doing. You know, we're going to do exactly what God has blessed us to do at this time of our phase of our life, is create the content and give the content to the young guys that can make it happen now. So we're to that stage. So we're going to come up with all these fantastic ideas, of course, and come up with conference calls on a weekly or every 2 week basis to find out what's up and which is taking priority and how these different stages are coming along. And of course, the affiliation with GovServe Plus is going to make sure that the I's are dotted and T's are crossed, and everybody is getting the due from what their swim lanes are. So they immediately want to. After we do next week with Mike Ruggiero, I understand the plan is to immediately start the next phase, which will be going after the Jones boys, Wally, and then the second phase is going after the Sixer piece, and then we'll go into the sequence. So they want to try to do a documentary every quarter.
Oh, that'd be fantastic.
Every quarter. Bobby, you hear that, Bobby?
I can't wait. Let me ask you a question, though. Did you see the documentary two about the real Rucker, where you're in it?
No, I haven't. No, I haven't.
No, you didn't see that?
No, I didn't. Wow, I would love to bring. Yeah.
Oh, that's spectacular. You know what I mean? They gave you a major piece.
Yeah, I need to get that. Yeah, I need to get with Bobby Jr.
You personally need to get that. You've never been better.
I'm just excited, guys. You know, just to be able to have somebody pick. You know, we talk about taking not only the pressure of working the production cameras and things away from us. We go back to, you remember, Wally, we used to have Hot Shot.
That's right. Travel with
and
us everywhere.
All we had to do was just show up and work. The film was rolling. The show was being, you know, but that was back in the day. What we're doing is putting that situation on steroids, because now we have one of the best film producers I can see out there, which is Eric Futterman, that we do agree does a first-class job. But we'll be able to have the expertise of not just the Charles and Carl, and also the youthfulness of our guys to make sure that these great concepts. Mm-hmm. It's great to be able to think of the things we normally would do, like we used to do, guys. I mean, let's do this over here, man. Let's go over here. We used to say, let's think of it and go do it. Now we can think of it and say, go do it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Hey, that's pretty interesting, hey, man.
It's teamwork to make dream work from generation to generation.
Right.
And the topics that we have are so important, historically speaking. And, Bobby, I have to tell you that I didn't see it either, but a young Bob McCullough Jr., they talked about how great that Rugger film was. That's historical things. The combination of the Charles Baker League in Philadelphia and the Rucker League is certainly speaking of some of the greatest ball players coming out of both of those leagues. and the history of really bringing communities together, that brotherhood of basketball players on the East Coast, because not only did New York ball players play in it, well, Philly, but up and down the coast, New Jersey, Washington, Baltimore, ball players from all up and down the East Coast, and also ball players coming from the West Coast to play in both of our leagues. So I'm really excited about these things, really, to give our young people in our society and communities a little history lesson about how it really affected not only the basketball portion, but community activists out of it also.
Bobby?
I'm going to look into my chest there because I got an interview with Lacey Brown. It's only 5 minutes, but I'm looking for someplace useful to put it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, only the guys in the East Coast are aware of Lacey Brown, but he was quite a figure during our time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's the best thing, you know, and that this holiday season has produced for us, and we thank the Lord for it. You know, we thank and our Creator to be able to get ready for 2016 in a better way, as Wally said. It is truly, in every shape, form, or fashion, going to be a tremendous genesis for 2016 and beyond run for Sports Insider. So much is going to be happening. But the best thing about it, man, is to be able to give the homage to those people that are deserving of it, that had a voice in creating the situation of where sports is today. And that just goes for not just basketball, football, track and field with the likes of Bob Beamon and all the great guys, right on to baseball and soccer. I mean, giving everybody, and boxing, of course, with Bone Crusher and his great group coming in, just to give them a taste of history resurgence, because our kids have completely lost contact with the history of what they're doing now in sports. I mean, it's really dismaying sometimes to see that, guys, of how devoid they are of the history of their game. You know, so
yes.
it's something that, you know, I wanted them to be able to say, wow, I didn't know that. And that's what, you know, that's what the Dream Maker series of documentaries can do. I don't believe it, man.
Yeah, guys, you know, we're very proud to be honoring the Globetrotters from the 50s.
Yeah.
This also, so that couldn't make me any happier. From Carl Green to Floyd Lane to Ernie Wagner to Charlie Hoxley to Herman Taylor to Pony Wilson, you know?
Man.
So this will be really great. And last year, 6 Globetrotters died, from Showboat Hall to Bert Ziegler, who played in the Minneapolis Globetrotter series that the Globetrotters won, to Georgie Moore, Marcus Haynes. Yes, you know, the numbers was staggering. Charles Ward of Detroit. So we just need to pay more attention to history and get history out to our young folks.
I think that's our platform, Wally and Bobby. This is what we do. That's why they say the voice of the legends. This is the real mission statement for Sports Inside and Out, man. You know,
I was very happy last week in Savannah when they gave me the interview and they wanted to know about Savannah State, where one of the Jones boys reached history there, along with Bill Hill and Johnny Mathers of Kennedy High School fame.
And then
they celebrated Crawford Park, Crawford Square, it's called, and it's called the Little Harlem. It's called the Little Rucker of the South. And what happened was, I played there some 40 years ago against a guy named Holmes. Mm-hmm. A guy named Holmes that was there in the park, and they took me. It was like a celebration, man. It was like being at 25th and Diamond in Philadelphia, you know what I mean? There was partying. There was a bar on the corner, you know what I mean? And then they were partying. And then they took me to a restaurant after where it was sawdust on the floor and newspaper on the table and a beer sitting on the side. And you pointed at a fish, and they'd kill the fish and cook it and eat it. Man.
That's the Southeast. That's the Southeast. You know, I want to give a great. You talk about the collaboration of Freddie Crawford, Bob McCullough. You got the driving force of the Hokum Rucker, memory of basketball there. You know, we look forward to Bob Jr. and working with him to bring forth his. Film library on our Dream Makers Segways, because that's a great opportunity to regurgitate or recycle all those great moments that he's documented about Rucker. And you know what, guys? It would be a great thing. You know, we're talking out of box, and this is what we do. This is on Saturday morning. This is what we can do. What would be a great situation, Wally and Bobby, is to talk about the fellowship and the camaraderie and the rivalry of Rucker Baker League.
Yeah, that'd be very exciting. And
that would be an interesting dream maker film. Baker League, Rucker League, the real deal.
Hey,
would. The real deal, yeah, the real deal, you know. And I can see putting Eric Futterman on that. Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of Philadelphia, Bobby, we will be broadcasting at Hamilton Hall, the hall named after QP. They're having the high school showcase in Philadelphia January 2nd, so we will be broadcasting. And they'll be honoring Coach Hamilton and Lionel Simmons. A lot of people don't realize these names of history from LaSalle College, when the great basketball players from the South, Simmons, will be honored also. But we're really excited about that because they're showcasing again. One of the things that we want to do in these things of that nature, sometimes we have workshops with the high school teams that are there, and we actually get a chance to talk about the history of to get these high school ball players to realize the value of the history of basketball in Philadelphia and New York area. So we're excited about it for January 2nd in Franklin High School.
Yep, January 2nd. I'll be up there coming in. Bobby, back in from, we'd be in Washington, of course, celebrating our sons, Charles and Kyle, my twins, there on January 1st. They're New Year's babies. And I'll be leaving D.C., on Friday, after we celebrate with the Sears, I'll be in Philly getting set up there. And Wally will be at the Radisson, and that's where we're going to be. And then we'll take it from there to get set up for that Saturday morning podcast there at Hamilton Hall there for the first segment, and then, of course, getting ready to tape and do interviews at the tremendous celebratory game that's going to be later on in that evening, I suppose. So, Wally, you want to tell them about that a little bit?
Yeah, I think it's important. One of the things that Coach Hamilton and some of the top coaches in Philadelphia have done is try to bring a showcase to really expose these kids. There'll be quite a few scouts there. I even just contacted the 76ers alumni. They just started an alumni association, Bobby and Coach Hatcher, where they're going to be working with the alumni that are doing specific things, not only in Philadelphia, but what some of the 76ers alumni are doing all around the country. So the 76ers will be supporting us also in regards to that. And we get an opportunity to be there and see some of the showcase. One of the things that's important to us is that we're going to have Glenn Mills, team from Glenn Mills Correctional Facility, the oldest correctional facility in the United States, 128 years. They're actually going to have a team in it. So we're going to expose these kids that are from the Glenn Mills Correctional Facility to come play against other high school teams. But those young men have a great sports program out there. They play in the PIAA, the Pennsylvania Interscholastic Association. So we get a chance to see some of the young men that we work with at the correctional facility, because they have some good teams out there, and a lot of these young men are changing their lives and making some better decisions so they can go back to their prospective states, because they're children, young men from all over the United States that are at this facility. And I must tell the people, the facility is a beautiful campus out there at Cheney State. Beautiful campus. And really these men and women that are out there helping our youth to change their lives. And I think that's something that Coach and Bobby, I think over the years we work with so many young people across the country trying to help them to make better choices so they could be productive, independent decision-making citizens in our society. So that's going to be another thing that's very important. Donald Hunt from the Philadelphia Tribune, the longest running African-American newspaper, is writing a big article about not only us being there, but also the NBA Retired Players Association representing by Sports Inside and Out to broadcast
what retired
players are doing to reach back across the country to help our society.
Right. And that's why we need the world to know with our affiliation. You know, we're so fortunate, so blessed to be able to have a SoundCloud affiliation all around the world, and we're constantly listeners being picked up by a new country almost every week or month. And right now, I think our total of number of countries that we've touched in right now is close to 30 and increasing. Now, we are also being picked up now in the continent of Africa now, not just the Northern Africa contingent, but we're picking up in a place called Gabon. I think it was Gabon or Tanzania please forgive me for that, but a senior moment. But also in South Africa, we're being picked up. So it goes to show you the reach of an interesting show of being the voice of the Legends of Sports. People want to hear these stories all around the world because we're bringing names up and interviews up that, I mean, Google ought to be paying us because, man, they Googling them. They're really beating these guys. You know what I mean, Bobby? They Googling. You know, Google needs to start paying us. I got to talk.
Google needs to start paying us.
Yeah, all them hits we getting them, man. Yeah.
With what Wally was saying, Coach, he is correct. We are having a global economical conference in Atlanta, Georgia, on the 12th. And Dale Davis will be there. John Carlos will be there. Mary McLeod Bethune's niece, Jalene Miller, she'll be there. Tony Barr will be there. Frank Woodson, Gator Rivers, Jacques Auger will be there. And we're looking to get economics to sponsor the various recreational programs around the country. So I'm really very happy about that. Matter of fact, Wally Coates and I were looking to further our interest in the Sports Inside and Out clinics and Shoot for the Stars in getting some sponsorship there.
Would that be the 12th? The 12th of what, Bobby? The 12th of what?
The 12th of January.
Hey, good timing. Good timing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, guys, we got just about a minute left. Yeah, go ahead.
Wow, where did time go? Coach, why don't you tell a little bit about February 12th in Brooklyn?
February 26th. We're going to be in New York City at Carnesia. What's it called? I keep thinking there. Carnesia High School in Brooklyn. We're set for a Shoot for the Star broadcast right there at that high school, Anderson Academy now as well, I understand. And we're going to be there with Bobby Hunter, a couple of the New York legends, of course. Wally would be doing the Shoot for the Star program for the United States Army, our great pals, are bringing us back in, and we're going to do a follow-up in March. So we got to go. Listen, man, time doesn't fly. Thank you so much for being a part of Sports Inside and Out. At the same time, don't forget, next week we will be on our regular schedule. Okay, guys, so listen. Guys, we can stay on. We're just going off air. Now we're off. Okay. All right. But, we got that coming. And it's February 26th, guys. I already said
February,
the before.
February 26th.
February 26th. I've already said. It's going to be in Brooklyn at the Canarsie High School. Canarsie High School and Academy in Brooklyn, New York. And it's going to be same thing we did in the guys in East St. Louis. Set it up there with the new guys there in New York. We're going to do two of them, I understand. One is for the New York State Recruitment Command, and we're dealing with the Brooklyn, New York Recruiting Command in Brooklyn with Sergeant Grady from East St. Louis.
Oh, yeah, from East St. Louis. Grady's back home.
Okay. Yeah, so he's
going to
be doing
that was set up.
Yeah, that's how it was set up, through Grady. And I talked with his captain, and they're really excited. So I already sent the invoice off to let them know that, you know, we need to, you know, get that tightening up so we can get the airline reservations done.
And where are we staying at, Coach?
I'm thinking now that we'll be coming in from Philadelphia.
So we'll come to Philadelphia, fly into Philly, and then either
fly to Philly, and then we catch the train up. So that's to be the most convenient thing for us, Bobby. And as far as you down there, Bob, I just had to get the.
I'll be coming in from Fort Lauderdale because I have an art show in Hollywood, Florida.
All right, then you need to get the airline from Fort Lauderdale, just as you would normally do, Fort Lauderdale to New York, and we get that squared away. Hopefully, we need to get that done before mid January. Yeah.
Yeah. On the calendar, February to what? I'm writing this down.
February 26th.
Okay. Great. Great.
All right. February 26th,
Bobby, yours is January what?
January 11th, 12th. Actually.
Oh,
12th. January 11th in Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia, and February 26th. Is that correct, Coach? February 20-something?
February 26th, right, in Brooklyn,
okay,
New York.
York.
Right.
Good. Got on the calendar, fellas.
All right. So, we'll talk a little bit more next week on this, guys, and get everything kind of put into perspective. And but those that are still listening to us on stream, thanks a lot for being patient with us and enjoying yourself, because I know this is something you can talk about as well with these guys or where we'll be. But
looking at Dave Nash next week.
On Tuesday?
And follow up with Willie Kazier dealing with the Willie Kazier Foundation, for 300 tickets from Willie Kazier, which he needs, and finding a sponsor for that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's get these sponsors together. Let's get these sponsors together.
Willie Kazier is going to be trying to help me sell some helicopters.
All right, brother. All right, Bob.
Sell a helicopter and sponsor your program for the year.
Okay, all right, guys. But listen, I'll check with you cats later. And man, we got a Philly Eagle game tonight to watch. So I mean, Philly and
right.
Watch the Redskins game tonight. Yeah.
Why? I mean, why?
That's true. You're right. Now you know it ain't the greatest situation to be checking out. I mean, neither one of them doing very well, but it is a game. That's
right.
It ain't going to go nowhere. It's going to be interesting, guys. But so I'm going to get ready. So Tuesday, we'll get things ready for our taping for Tuesday. And, then of course, that'll be the cutoff day because I'll be getting ready to get ready for next weekend for the first and whatnot, guys. But let's get ready. So we got Dave Nash coming in.
Coming in, and then Willie Kazier coming in right after. It's a very interesting situation with Willie of getting sponsorship for 300 of his students to go to the Globetrotter game
in
New Mexico, and also to get sponsorship for his program and sponsorship for the Willie Kazier Learning Center.
Right.
All right. I'm good.
Okay, guys. All right, so listen – I'll check with y'all later. I'll be right here in place. Got to make one run, but outside of that, I'll be right here, guys. All right?
All right. Very good. I want to go over a couple of things with you. Okay, Wally?
Okay.
All right, brother.
All right.
Okay. Bye now.